Alto.
Well, no, I don't have anyone graduating.
Oh, not your grade.
I'm a parent of the class under that, we're the ones who are setting up the reception for the graduation. So I have to make a vegetable platter. Which, in terms of gender roles, all the mothers who are on this committee to set this up are always very impressed that I can actually go to the kitchen and know what to do with knives. And it's like, okay, this is, we're talking about cutting vegetables into pieces. I can do this. So where we are in Tanakh, we are in Perek Chaf of Shmuel Ben. That is the civil war with Sheva ben Bichri. The kingdom is going to be split between Yehuda and Yisrael. David needs to stop that, nip that in the bud. And we talked about how looking at the Perek, he's looking at it as being part of this sort of consequences of Batsheva. He wants to do tshuva. He's fighting the last war. This will end, but we'll still end up with this underlying tension between the parts of the country, and things will still fall apart, but they won't actually fall apart until the end of Shlomo's reign. We'll make it into Sefer Melachim before things actually all fall apart. And I realize that I'm looking at David in a very negative way. I'm always criticizing. And if anyone who is listening to Rabbi Shulman's, or goes to Rabbi Shulman's Shiurim on Shmuel, he has a much more positive approach toward David. So we're looking at these various prakim in very different ways. I think I'm right. That's the way to read Nach, that this Navi is always, it really is criticizing. They don't say a whole lot if things are going just fine. But we're going to look at a Perek Tehillim here, where David's talking about me. About everyone's talking bad about him. He's looking at this and saying, everyone is saying Lashon Hara about me. Everyone's attributing the worst possible motivations to me. I mean well, and they excuse me of simply being selfish. And how David looks at his enemies and his frustration with those enemies. And right, all he wants to do is unite the country. He wants to build the Beit Midrash. This is all good. And everyone says, no, you're just in it for your own power. So we're going to balance out my negative view of David with looking at that Tehillim. So here's Tehillim Perek Chaf Tet. L'Menatzeach L'David Mizmor. Hasam for the Menatzeach, for the leader. This is for eternity. Elokai Tilati Al Taharash, O God of my praise. Now the one to whom I am writing these Tehillim. Elokai Tilati. Do not be silent. Answer my prayer. Yifi Rasha, Ufir Mirma Alai Patru. Because the mouths of the wicked and the mouths of deceit and lying. Right? All these people are talking bad things about me. They're all open against me. Yifi Rasha. They're saying lies about me. That's the theme of this parak. Everyone's talking about me. Divrei sinah sevavuni, words of hatred surround me. V'yachmuni chinam, and they're fighting me for no reason. I don't hate anybody. I want to be friends with everybody. But no, all this hatred is around me. Tachat ahavati yistanuni. In return for my love, they hate me. Banit fila, which is a great, just exactly the expression of David that is expressed in Sefer Tehillim. I am the prayer. That's who I am. That's my identity. That's all I want. I want to be writing Tehillim. I don't want to get involved in all these fights, and everyone else is fighting me and angry at me. Simo alayra atachat tava. They are returning evil for good, and they hate me in response to my love of them. My Phyllis? That's his complaints. In this parak, that everyone's looking at what I'm doing and is putting the worst possible motivation on them. Everyone seems to hate me. I want to love everybody, and they're all being mean to me. That's the deal. I feel as I started out by saying that I'm just as guilty of that. So I'm reading Shmuel Bet and talking about all these negative things about David. And so we're gonna do some Tehillim to kind of make up for that. Look on the positive side of it there. Right? I want the best for all of them. And he says, I need tefillah, right? As Ibn Ezra said, I need ish tefillah. That's who I am. I pray. Atam, the reason, more than that, Shaiti mitpalel l'shem ba'adam. I would pray for those who consider themselves my enemies. I love everybody. I want to be all of us, be one half, big happy family. And we saw this in Tehillim Lamed Aleph, Lamed Hey, rather, when we quoted Avani b'chalotam l'vushisa. When they get sick, I wear sackcloth. But no, they are all saying these bad things about me. And then he has 14 psukim here where he gets very negative. Look over here on the Sfarya side.
Make the text a little bigger.
On this one over here. Okay.
This too, yeah.
That's big. Okay. I'm not sure if I can do this bigger. Can I make Sfarya bigger? I guess I can.
That looks good. Is that how it works?
So now the next 14 psukim, half the parak is all these terrible things. Afkeda love Russia, right? Go, oh God, go appoint evil ones upon them. V'satanya mari mino, let the Satan stand by their rights, by his right side. V'shaptoyate Russia, whenever they go into judgment, let him be found guilty. V'latotia l'chata, and they consider his prayer to be a sin. Yamav ma'atim, let his days be few, and let someone else get his job. Let his children be orphans and his wife a widow. Now this is very negative. And so David is saying, I love them all, I love them, and they're returning hatred. And now he's saying all these things. So I think Hirsch has the right approach to this, that because it's very out of character. And the other thing about it is that switches from them, that David singular is talking about them, my enemies, plural, are attributing bad to me, they hate me, they're simi olai ra tachatava, and now these sentences are all in the singular, him. May he be judged, may the Satan stand by him, may his wife be a widow. So Hirsch says, no, that this is David quoting his enemies. These are sentences, this entire section is what his enemies wish about him. These are the things that other people are saying about me, David says. What do they say about David? They say, Hafkeda love Ra'ah. They're praying to God, let Ra'ah love Rasha. Go appoint Rasha'im to beset him. To David, they want me, Satan Yambay Minot. They want the Satan to stand at my right side. Tilim Perak Kufyud, the next Perak, has, I think it's Kufyud, let me scroll down over here. Yeah, so God says, Shavli Mini, right? God is standing by, and that is right hand. His enemies are telling, no, it's a Satan standing on your right hand. Whenever David is judged, may he be found guilty. Right? David says, I need tefillah. All I'm doing is praying. I'm praying for those who are angry at me. And they're saying, no, we consider your tefillah as a curse. It's like, since you're guilty, David, everything you're just doing for your own power and your advisement. They go on. May his days be few. May someone else get his position. Right, all these stories about trying to defeat David, kick him out of the Malchut. That's what David's looking at, all these people around him. All they want to do is oppose him.
His enemies are Israelites.
Presumably, because they're
not the foreign enemies.
Right, because these are talking about enemies who are talking behind him. Right? These are political enemies rather than military ones. And it's clear that's the context here. They are praying to God. Let his children be orphans. Ishtom and I, may his wife be a widow. And that's stronger than just saying, I wish he was dead. Because that's a quote from Shmo. When Hashem says, Yatom lo tanu. Don't oppress the widow and orphan. Why? Because if you do oppress them, because they will cry out to me. Shemo Hashma, I will certainly hear tzakato, their cry. And I will get angry, this is God speaking, if you oppress the orphan widow, and I will have you killed by the sword. And then, wives will be widows, your children orphans. And Rashi adds on that, from the fact that you're going to be killed, obviously, then obviously, your children will be left orphans. And say no. This is a worse curse. We had that idea of amanot chayot. That the curse is that you'll be killed in such a way that no one will ever know if you're really dead or not. Leaving your wife as a aguna. There'll be no witnesses to the death. And we'll be forbidden to remarry. Means they'll be orphans forever. But he will not be allowed to inherit the estate. No proof whether he's dead or not. We don't know. So that's this reference to this curse here of Yunishechem Amanopitamim that David attributed to his enemies. They're wishing that happens to me.
Danny.
Yeah.
I thought when this whole civil war was going on that David's children were grown up already. That was the whole part of it, that the children were fighting over the kingship. So so I don't understand how they, you know, these kids are going to be orphans, you know.
That's kind of Rashi's point, that the point of the Yitomim part is that lo yanichum beitin le'reid le'tzei avihem. They won't inherit.
Yeah.
Well, now it's not that much that poor children lost without parents, but they'll be unable to continue on that his legacy. They will not be able to get the malchut. They'll lose everything. They'll leave the country in a state of complete disarray because they have no idea that he's dead or not.
Okay.
And they continue. Banov yandu, banov v'shalu, that his children will be left wandering. V'darshu mechavrotehem, and be looking in the ruins that are left of their home, looking for something. The nakeshna shel choshalo. This is again enemies. May their creditors take everything that is his. Yabozu zarim yagiu, and strangers will come and despoil him. Al yihilo meshach chesed. May he not even have a hint of mercy. Al yichanen liyotmav. There'll be no one who will have any mercy on his orphans. He achrito achrit may be destroyed. The dor achar yimach shemam, and in the next generation, their name will be lost. This is David looking at everyone around him, thinking, "Okay, I want people to remember me. I'm writing my tehillim as that," and they're saying, "No, we want to." They could be saying yimach shemo about David. That's where that expression comes from.
Oh,
oh wow!
Yimach shemam, and that's the original source of that expression.
What's the word meshech chesed?
Meshech is to pull, to draw out. Maybe now let's see how.
Lemshoch.
I think that's
to pull.
Meshech. Moshe, he says Moshech with a vav. It may no one draw out mercy for them.
Isn't that a word for attract?
Moshech, yeah.
Yeah.
To pull after oneself.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they continue. It's just nasty stuff. Yuskar avon avotav el Hashem, and now he's going to go back to David's ancestors. Right? May Hashem remember all of David's ancestors' sins, everything they did wrong. David starts out with that problem, the whole story of Moab and Benot Lot, and Ruth and Boaz. He has some skeletons in his closet. Let God remember all the and the sins of his mother do not erase. Remember them. May Hashem remember all those sins of his ancestors. And may their memory be wiped out.
Why did you throw in Ruth and Boaz?
The idea of Yizkar Avon Avotav El Hashem.
What's their Avon? They're all full of chesed.
They are, but the story of she goes to his tent in the middle of the night.
And yeah.
He wants to avoid having rumors, so he says, oh, you better leave before anyone sees you. One can certainly read the story in a very negative way.
Not certainly, but it would be always possible
to read every story in a negative way, right? Taking advantage of this Moabite, and the Moabites are foreigners anyway. We should, how could he possibly marry him? Right.
Okay, the Moab connection.
Certainly the Moab connection is negative there. And that,
okay.
Yanashilo Zacharlos or Chesed, because he never does Chesed, right? They tell you that David never does good things. And David is oppressing the poor and heartbroken and tries to kill them.
Hey.
Right? I mean, you can always say things like that. And I'm sure they were. I mean, we're not going to mention contemporary politics, but politics has been like that for forever.
Well, there was that whole thing where the people were starving and David was obsessed with saving all his war booty for to build the Beit HaMikdash without caring about the people.
Yes.
Feeding them.
So that's the way we read Perichet. As I said before, Rabbi Shulman read Perichet very differently, as David is wonderful and has established his great army. We did read it much more negatively, that David does make that mistake and is looking for the Beit HaMikdash and is not feeding the people. And we'll deal with that. And when we deal with the famine in more detail in Perek. Again, there's room to accuse David of exactly that. You have to warp the story. But I mean, if you read the Secret Book of Kings, then you'll see exactly the way of reading David's story as being all about oppression. You have kalav atov ehu, that he just loves cursing. Lo chafetz b'bracha. And he doesn't want to bless anyone, but Yerachamim is far from bracha. So therefore they say, Lebash kalalom kmido, let him wear this curse as his own cloak.
As his uniform now.
Mida, right, his uniform, that which gets him. Bo kamayim b'kir bo'o. And they fill him like water, kishemed ba'atzmatav, like oil within his bones, that he's just infused with the klala. That's what they're telling about David. Kilo kebeged yatel, let him be cloaked in it like a garment. The mezach tamid yitchagara, like a belt around it. Mezach. The mezach tamid yitchagara, like a belt that he's always belted with. Right? All these bad things that David is doing, may it surround him. And then, because that's the end of the quotes. All these things are selling, all these terrible things that David is being accused of doing, and all the terrible things that they want had to happen to David, all the curses on him, they're the words of his enemies. And then David goes back and says, "Zot pulat satni, mei Hashem. This is what my enemies do before God. This is what they're saying. But the rim ra nafshi, and I hate it. It's terrible for me." How does David say in Tehillim? What does he do with that? He says, I don't have the energy to defend myself. I'm just going to pray to you, God. You respond to them. Atashem Adoni, Asei Tilam Anshemecha. You deal with me for your sake. Kitoch Hasacha. According to the goodness of your own mercy, Atzilei saved me. You judge it. I'm not going to fight with them. That's always been the approach in both in Shmuel and in Tehillim, is that I don't want to fight my enemies. They're not my enemies, right? These are all fellow Jews, fellow Bnei Israel. I want them to be part of my family. Ki anivi avyon anochi, because I'm the one who's poor. Libi chalal b'kibi, and my heart is dead within me. There's a corpse within me. this idea of libi chalal b'kirbi, the shot is that I've lost my strength. I can't do anything. Chazal interpreted it as a reference to David's attempt to quell his Yetzer Hara. That's what he says. And we talked about that, he isolates his wives after the incident of Bathsheba and after Absalom, that he's trying to basically kill his own heart in response to what's happened in the incident of Bathsheba. This is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Hened Amar Yochai, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Lo David Roy Lo Tomase, that David shouldn't have done this, the incident of Bathsheba, as Rashi says, because he says, Libi Chalal B'Kibi. Yetzer Rach Chalal B'Kibi. My Yetzer Hara is literally Chalal. It's a corpse. It's dead. Eli Koach L'Shlo B'Kibi. I have no, it has, Ein Lo Koach. It has no power to rule over me anymore. I will defeat my Yetzer Hara. That's what David is trying to do here. And then he continues on about how weak he is after all these attacks. I am thinning out like a shadow that lengthens as the day goes on and fades away. I am quaking. I am shivering like a locust. Let me translate it here. Shaken off. I can't stay in one place. Birkai kashlu mitzom. My knees are weak from fasting. Visarika kachash mishkachash mishamen. And my flesh is weak, is wasted without any fat. I'm just wasted. I'm fasting. I'm wasted away. That's how I respond to all this.
Hey. What's the first phrase there?
Kitzel Natayu. There it's Kitzel Nitiyoto. As a shadow as it lengthens. Now luckily I go on.
Kinitoto, was it?
Nintot is to
move?
Yeah. I'm not sure. What do I think of that? A good translation there. Let's see what. To be inclined, to be spread out. Divert, tilt, slant, incline, bend. Slanting. The idea is as the sun sets, your shadows get longer and longer, but you get more faded. So I feel like I'm a shadow fading away. No, I go on like a lengthening shadow.
Okay.
And then by the time the sun sets, it's gone entirely. Okay. V'ani ayiti cher palahem. I am a mockery for them. They're insulting me. Yeruni ni unet rosham. They see me and they wag their heads. They're all talking about me. So Yazri Hashem Elokai, God will help me. Hosheni k'chastecha, save me according to mercy. V'yadu. So they will know. And let them know that this is your hand, that you are judging me, Atasha Masita, you're the one who's doing this for me. I want some public way of showing that I was right. And the Gemara says that it doesn't happen in David's life. It's only justified by when someone builds the Beit Mikdash, then you can say, oh yes, this is what David was trying to do. At this point, David never sees that happen. And then you call Luhema. They curse, but Tatabrech, you'll bless. That's what matters. Yakumu v'yaboshu, let them be embarrassed. And we talked before, the idea of Busha and Terilim basically means where Hashem rejects your prayer. You ask for something, Hashem does it. That's what it's Libosh. Don't listen. Don't listen. They've prayed for all these terrible things to happen to me. We quoted them. Don't let that happen. Abdecha Yismach, let me, your servant, rejoice. Let my enemies wear their shame. Let them see that publicly have that bullshit, that they made these prayers and they're not answered. But David will end on a happy note. Once I dealt with that, Od Hashem, Od B'P, I will thank God a lot. Aloud, talk Rabbi Mehalenu, and I will do it publicly. Yamud, Yamin Evyon, because God will stand on the right side of the poor. That's me. My enemies are saying, Yamud Satan Limino, let the Satan be on his right side. No, God will be on my right side. Roshia Mishpatei Nafsho, that God will save my soul in justice. But I doubt his faith that this will work out. That's what Tehillim are all about. And all these people are saying these bad things. They're wrong. It's feeling that God should prove that right.
Still goes back a little bit on his praying for his enemies. Because he does.
And it's always, always a busha. And that's why I want to emphasize that. No one wants to destroy. No one destroys enemies.
That's good.
I want them to be embarrassed by how busha specifically is, God, don't listen to their prayers.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I want my enemies to happen. Nothing, no harm. Their children should be orphans and their wives with none of that. It's the Bashus Satnai Klima. That's as far as Debbie will go. And then I will publicly praise God. I will sing my Tehillim and I will be publicly at my right side.
Did we have that Living Widows? We had that in a different class?
No, that was a previous one. In this very Shia, because with that expression, where David comes back to Yerushalayim and he takes his concubines.
So we had it in a different class, not today.
No, right. It was a previous class in this lesson over here.
Okay.
Right. And we mentioned that idea. That was way back in the actual text of Shmuel.
Yeah. Okay.
That it is right. By both David about Yerushalayim.
Amanot chayot.
That was where that expression comes
right.
from.
Okay.
So enemies are hoping that that happens not because he's protecting them, but not having relations, but he wants that to happen because he is lost. And they don't know whether he's alive or dead, and therefore there's no, they are left in this uncertain state. And I think we will end here, plus A, that's about all I've done, and then we'll have the unveiling for Ruth Shankers at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And
thanks, Danny.
Continue on in the text where basically, David doesn't appear at all. The rest of Shimon ben Bechri, that rebellion, that's all Yoav and his men. David stays back behind Yerushalayim. We'll continue on.
Yeah. Okay, Shkoa.
Yeah.